All right, so the moves will be the fear of the Lord and holiness. And it is my belief that, and I've got credible responses, that this is the process of sanctification that's beginning to happen now. 2 weeks ago, I was impressed to write a major ministry in Washington, D.C. that I've known for quite a few years, which requested prayer for Washington, D.C. because of the threats of Black Lives Matter over the 4th of July, etc. And I just didn't respond to the email letter, and then the Holy Spirit started pressing on me again and again about there were two major issues there concerning prayer. These are major ministries in prayer movement. And I wrote a letter saying, repent. Why should God listen to your prayers when you are compromised under the political system and not under the headship of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Two, that you are listening to counterfeits of the Holy Spirit and you are not listening to the Word of God. Repent. Well, that's like throwing a loaded or a hot grenade into somebody's camp. But, oh, I'm going to get the backlash now. Surprisingly, the person said, amen, you're right. Okay, they received it. So now what are you going to do? This person is a 501c3. This person transacts with all these people that I identified before that I call false apostles, false prophets, false teachers that have doctrines of demons. So, okay, we're supposed to repent. Who's going to lead this repentance? I don't hear any voices out there. I hear a few that don't have like extremely large platforms. All right. And then within my prayer group, there's another gentleman who has been involved with the Native American Indigenous Peoples Reconciliation. We were praying for this gentleman and the Sioux Nation. And I just kept feeling urged. Look, you have this man's ear. You need to bring him a word about coming out of running with these people and running with their sloppy interpretations, such as the Passion Bible, that are a lot of opinionated veneers of what the enemy is telling them. It's run through that vessel. And he was convicted and called him up. He was in the hospital, this man. He's a major leader, very well known amongst the Native American community. And gave him the word of the Lord about, remember when you started walking with the Lord. Remember that God. Remember those scriptures you've learned from your youth. And returned to them. He got very quiet. He was in the hospital at the time. Nevertheless, he was to meet with Trump on the eve of the 4th of July. And we kept praying and praying and praying for him. And the next morning, on the 4th of July, he suffered a massive heart attack and went home. Now, this is very prophetic. This was on the 4th of July. This was a major leader in Christianity and the Indigenous Peoples Movement, but he was running with the apostate Babylonian Horus Church. He was running with those people. We don't have very much time. And these are the very people, some of their leaders, who this gentleman from Tennessee, the pastor, brought the warning of what's going to happen from now until the end of the year. This is the time right now where the furnace and the fire is on. The raging fires, the purifying fires, purging, pyrotechnics time. And it's going to get worse. I'm sorry to hear. I mean, we would like to think that the church would really repent and God would send a blessing instead of more judgment to it, which is for correction. But it does not seem that way. I'm going to go now Oh, true. Oops, I misspelled it. To the book of Revelation. I'll end up here. I'm not going to make this too lengthy. And the verse is Revelation 7. I'll just say it. Verse 7:12, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said to him, Sir, thou knowest. They said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall neither hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into fountains of living water. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eye.